You're listening to SBS News.
There has always been more to Australian history than just the first fleet of British ships arriving on Sydney shores in 1788. Australia's true history is over 60,000 years old, of which Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people are a crucial part. But as a result of poor record-keeping practices in the past, many records of the original history have been lost. Better policies and efforts by governments have led to increased awareness about Indigenous cultures, but we still have a long way to go. The Healing Foundation is aiming to improve matters by educating primary and secondary students about the Stolen Generations. Chairman of the Stolen Generations Reference Group to the Healing Foundation, Ian Ham, says an education plan for teachers and students has been launched.
So it's an education kit for children from foundation year up to year nine, and it takes them through what the Stolen Generations were about, the impact of the Stolen Generations, and indeed the resilience of the Stolen Generations in the years since they were removed.
The Stolen Generations are Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people who, when they were children, were taken away from their families and communities as the result of past government policies. Children were removed by governments, churches, and welfare bodies to be brought up in institutions, fostered out or adopted by white families. Now, there are growing concerns about Australian children missing out on what forms the basis of the nation's rich cultural history. Australian Curriculum Assessment and Reporting Authority Chief Executive David De Carvalho says Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander histories and cultures is one of the main cross-curriculum priorities. Mr. Carvalho has told SBS in a statement that students are required to pass specific studies at different year levels.
For example, in Year 3, Humanities and Social Science students learn about important days and weeks commemorated in Australia and the symbols associated with these days, including Australia Day, Anzac Day and National Sorry Day. In Year 10 History, students explore a compulsory depth study titled Rights and Freedoms, where they learn about the background to the struggle for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander rights and freedoms before 1965.
The Stolen Generations Resource Kit, launched by the Healing Foundation, has been developed in conjunction with the Australian Curriculum Framework. In the early years of school, the plan is to provide children with a more interactive environment with activity-based storytelling involving dancing and singing. During mid-years, the study of the Stolen Generations will involve critical thinking and research. At higher levels, say high school years, the studies become more academic, focusing on real analysis of the Stolen Generations. Mr. Ham with the Healing Foundation says the new study plan involves personal accounts of the Stolen Generations survivors.
What the stories of the stolen children are. So it's very much based on the personal accounts of people, and obviously with a bigger context around it about what were government policies at the time, what were the times that people were living in that allowed this to happen, what's been some of the implications of it, and indeed how are the stolen generations or stolen children today and how their families are.
National Congress of Australia's First Peoples Chief Executive Gary Oliver believes creating an interactive environment for children will help tell an authentic story. He says there have been many types of curriculum that are interactive, but none of them were focused on the story of the Stolen Generations.
Targeting those groups in particular is we're going to be informing a new generation. So we're not going to be perpetuating the myths of what's happened to us as an Aboriginal community and peoples, but we'll be informing new generations of the reality. So hopefully this could be a nation-building exercise.
Other than spreading awareness about Stolen Generations nationally, the kit will focus on telling stories about the Stolen Generations in different states as well. Mr. Ham with the Healing Foundation says it is a story of national importance which will be presented with a regional perspective.
So this kit aims to try and make it as localised, applicable in a localised sense as well. So people in rural New South Wales, they'll have a focus on what happened in rural New South Wales. People in urban Western Australia, they'll have a focus on urban Western Australia. So it's looking at how do we find this national story? What do we know about it locally here? So that's how the kit's been built.
Mr. Ham says the kit comes at the right time as there has been a growing enthusiasm among both Aboriginal and non-Aboriginal parents and students to know more about Australia's true history. He also says there has been a positive shift between Aboriginal and non-Aboriginal Australians that has resulted in building better relationships. Gary Oliver with the National Congress of Australia's First Peoples agrees with Mr. Ham's assessment. Mr. Oliver says he's amazed at how much young students are interested in learning about Stolen Generations, citing his grandson's example.
And I know where my grandson goes to school in Coffs Harbour. He learns bits of Gumbangi language, and they have a dance troupe there as well. I think there's a greater acceptance by parents and a greater acceptance by children to learn these truths.
But Mr. Oliver feels education and societal acceptance are only two separate parts of the bigger picture. He feels the government needs to do more for a better future for Australia's First People.
We've had scaremongering, to tell you the truth, about the plans of the future for us as a people. We've had one party saying that they won't even look at anything because of the, you know, the changing of the constitution, and they don't want to go down that road. And another party saying if they get into power, they will do this within the first period of them in power. If you rush this work, we will get it wrong.
Joy Joshi, SBS World News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.